90.5 WKAR and current state. The 2014 World Congress on Intelligent Transport Systems in Detroit heard a keynote address on Sunday from General Motors CEO Mary Barra, in which she announced how GM plans to integrate automated driving technology into Cadillacs in a couple of years. Current state Scott Pohl is here with more on the announcements and what the news could mean to the people at GM plants here in Lansing. Good morning, Scott.
Hi, Mark. Now, what Mary Barra described covers how the cars of the future will communicate with each other. We aren't talking about cars that will drive themselves, at least not yet. But the idea is to get cars to share information with each other to improve safety and traffic efficiency. I learned more about what's going on in a conversation with John Kapp. He's director of electrical and control systems research for GM. He started by recounting the main points of Mary Barra's remarks on vehicle-to-vehicle communication technology.
This is where we're actually going to put two-way radios on cars so that my car can talk to your car and help share some information about how fast I'm going and my direction I'm heading. And by sharing that information, help the driver avoid crashes. So if I'm at an intersection, for example, where maybe I can't see a car that's coming the other way, by these cars talking to each other, that information can be sent to my car, and I can now, you know, maybe make a different decision about when it's safe to proceed. Or perhaps in traffic, several car lengths ahead, when a car is applying emergency braking, can send that information back a few cars, so you don't have to wait for the car ahead of you that's all of a sudden stopping. So that's vehicle-to-vehicle communication technology. And as more and more cars become equipped with those two-way radios, you know, the benefits will start to accrue. The other major technology announcement that Mary talked about was we're going to put an automated driving technology also on a 2000 model year Cadillac. And this is a highway driver assist technology we call Super Cruise. And what Super Cruise will do will be allow the driver to pull onto a freeway and engage the system. And kind of like adaptive cruise control works today, where the car will maintain a pace to the traffic and a set speed that the driver selects, but it will also keep the vehicle centered in the lane and following the traffic. So the driver can now enjoy a hands-free, feet-off-the-pedal driving experience. It's a more relaxed type of driving that they can enjoy. They're still going to need to pay attention. We are working on fully autonomous driving technologies off into the future, but today's technology is not perfect, so the driver's still going to pay attention and oversee what's going on, but they're going to get a lot of assistance from these technologies, both the Super Cruise and then the vehicle-to-vehicle technology, sending them information to help avoid crashes. And this will supplement a lot of the technologies that we're already putting on our vehicles today, like adaptive cruise control, like crash imminent braking and emergency automatic braking, side blind zone, these types of technologies that people are already enjoying the benefits of today.
What does this mean to the people in Lansing who build Cadillacs?
It's great news for the people in Lansing because the Cadillacs already have a lot of these technologies today. We have a driver assist package that's available on the ATS and the CTS that are built in Lansing. And this package does, you know, adaptive cruise control. It does emergency automatic braking, rear backup automatic braking, and rear cross traffic alerts, all that type of stuff that can be gotten on those Cadillacs. And it's actually the Cadillac CTS for 2017 that Mary announced will be the first vehicle to get this vehicle-to-vehicle technology. So, you know, the Cadillacs have often been a technology leader, not only for General Motors, but for the industry, and that's likely to continue.
You know, for this sort of system to really work, cars have to talk with each other, and they're not all General Motors cars. Is GM working with other automakers to unify behind one system that will work in conjunction from car maker to car maker?
Yeah, great question, Jeff. The vehicle-to-vehicle communication technology is completely reliant on other cars being able to talk to each other. So it's very unique in the sense that we are working with other auto manufacturers and with the government and have for some years on developing the standards. So we call that interoperability, where the signals that I send to your car can receive them and understand them and send them back. And so whether it's a General Motors car talking to a Toyota car or a Ford car, they all need to be talking the same language. And so there's been a lot of collaborative work done through SAE and IEEE and these different organizations to establish standards. And in fact, the U.S. Department of Transportation, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, is planning to move toward standardizing and requiring the V2V type radios on vehicles on some future date. They're just beginning that rulemaking process now. And we've decided we want to get out ahead of that and be a leader in driving this technology because it's got a lot of safety potential.
The highway system in Southeast Michigan will be at the forefront of using this technology and introducing this technology. Isn't that right?
Yeah. In fact, in addition to the two product announcements that Mary made yesterday, she also talked about us joining forces with the Michigan Department of Transportation and some of the other auto manufacturers to equip some of the freeways in Michigan with infrastructure communication. So now we'll have vehicle-to-vehicle communication, but we'll also have vehicle-to-infrastructure communication. So cars can trade information with the freeways on things that will help with traffic flow and efficiency and where backups or crashes may have taken place to help people avoid them. And it'll all become very, very interactive. So Southeast Michigan will kind of become a big laboratory, if you will, with these freeways being hooked up. So, you know, I-96 heading towards Lansing is going to be, for example, one of the freeways that will get the benefit of this technology hooked up.
We're talking with John Kapp, Director of Electrical and Control Systems Research for General Motors. And as we talk on Monday, Mr. Kapp, it's my understanding you're at a demonstration that will show how new technology will improve safety, not just vehicle to vehicle, but also involving pedestrians. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. I'm actually standing out at Belle Isle right now, the island just south of Detroit, looking at Windsor. It's a beautiful morning. And we, as well as other participants in the ITS World Congress, have demonstrations taking place out here at Belle Isle to show some of the future technologies. And so we have a couple of vehicles that are showing future versions of autonomous or automated technology. But we also have a future version of the vehicle-to-vehicle technology that I talked about, where we're going to have pedestrians. We have some fake mannequins that are hooked up with the same type of two-way radio, and we're going to call that V2P, vehicle-to-pedestrian. And we're going to simulate how, for example, a construction worker who may not be seen by a driver can send a signal to the driver to help alert the driver that, hey, there's a construction worker ahead. Be careful, be alert, and be careful not to hit them.
One last question. You know, back in the 50s and 60s, we were told that we'd have flying cars by now, and I still don't have a flying car. I'll bet you don't either. In the real world, how soon might we actually see driverless cars in any large numbers on American roads?
Well, you know, yeah, there were some visions in the 50s that actually Mary also talked about in her speech, because many of those were forward-looking ideas from General Motors on what the future transportation might look like, where it'd be safer and automated. And while some of those ideas have not happened yet, some of them are. This highway automated driving system, our Super Cruise, is very much along the lines of some of those concepts that were envisioned. How we're doing it might be a little different. Some of those concepts had metallic strips that were envisioned to be placed in freeways around the entire United States. And you can imagine how complicated it would be to redo the road system with something like that. So instead, we're relying on onboard sensors and now vehicle-to-vehicle and vehicle-to-infrastructure technology to accomplish that. So how we're going to do it is maybe evolving a little bit differently, but we're still very much on that path. In terms of when we would get to a point where, you know, cars are completely autonomous and the driver has no role anymore, that's probably a long ways in the future. But in the meantime, you know, these technologies, as they come on board and get better and better, we're able to give the driver, you know, a safer and more relaxed kind of a driving experience, you know, without waiting for the entire future to happen.
John Kapp is Director of Electrical and Control Systems Research with General Motors. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good morning.
For Current State, this is Scott Pohl.